Welcome to the Hero Kids Podcast. Systems are initializing. We train our heroes to hear God's voice, explore their God-given identity, respond to God, and overcome the impossible. Heroes, you'll need these tools for the journey that lies ahead. Systems are a go. Today's main training will begin in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello, heroes. My name is Agent Cassandra. How are you doing today? That's amazing. But I'm not doing so amazing. Ugh, it's because I did something. How would I describe it to you? Bad. I did something I shouldn't have done, and now I feel so terrible. Should I just tell them it was me? Ugh, it was so bad. Well, okay, not as bad as the one time I yelled fire at agent training because Dr. Scotty brought in a hibachi cook for lunch. I ran around spraying the entire place with a fire extinguisher because I thought the building was on fire. Anyway, this is definitely not as bad as that, but earlier today, I was racing the Tinkerbots down the hallway to prove that I could run faster than them. Boy, was I wrong. Some of those Tinkerbots have hover bike fuel, so I don't even know what I was thinking. Anyways, the point is, I was so hungry from crying and crying like a little baby after they beat me for the 10th time. Anyway, somehow I had stumbled into Dr. Scotty's snack emporium. Usually it's completely locked down with alarms, cameras, steel bars, and a 7-foot-tall security bot. Trust me, you do not want to get into an altercation with one of those guys. But for some reason, it was wide open. And because I was so hungry, no, I was hangry, I just walked in. And there, in the middle of Dr. Scotty's snack emporium, was a pie. But not just any pie, her special chocolate peanut butter dream cream pie. She only makes this pie once a year, and there it was, right before my very eyes. And because of the hunger, because of the hanger, it makes people do crazy, delicious things. I just dove face first into it and scarfed the whole thing down. And now I kind of feel like it might come back up. Okay, I'm okay. But the point of all of that is to tell you that I really, really messed up. I can never be trusted around pie again. What am I supposed to do? I can't quit pie. Wait. Oh my gosh. I just had a brilliant idea. I could make her a new pie. Hold on a second. I'm going to see what I can do to whip one up. One moment.
Okay, maybe just put a little bit of milk. Is this milk fresh? Oh, alright, whatever. It's fine. Do you have any cinnamon? Cinnamon on this? Let's throw in a little bit of this. That'll be fine.
Okay, I did it, heroes. I made a pie for Dr. Scotty to replace the one I ate. There's all kinds of good stuff in here, like sardines, pickled pig's feet, the eyeballs of a... Well, honestly, I don't really know where those eyeballs came from. But I added my signature touch, rainbow sprinkles. This will definitely make up for that pie I ate, right? Well, now that I'm looking at it, I'm not really sure if it looks the same or even smells the same. Oh, heroes, the truth is, I messed up. I did something I was not supposed to do. I knew I wasn't supposed to eat that pie, but I did it anyway. Have you ever felt this way? Did you do something you knew you weren't supposed to do and it made you feel really terrible? The Bible calls this sin. Sin makes us feel bad because when we sin, we break God's rules. We were made to live according to God's rules because His rules protect us and keep us safe. And when we sin, it separates us from God and tries to remove us from the safety God gives us. We can never make it right on our own. So, what do we do when we've sinned or feel like we're in a battle against sin? Well, we can always ask God for forgiveness. He gives it freely to us. Jesus died for us so that we could receive forgiveness from our sin. But there's something else I want to talk about today. There is something God asks us to wear that protects us from sin and reminds us who we're called to be. It's actually a way we're called to live. It's called being righteous, or righteousness. So wait. What does the word righteousness mean? That's a pretty big word. Well, righteousness means right standing with God, to be free from guilt and sin, to be morally right or justifiable. Do you know the one way to be righteous in God's eyes? Be completely sinless. That's right. You have to have never, ever, ever messed up. I mean ever. Well, great. That's impossible. None of us can be righteous because we've all sinned. If you've sinned even one time in your life, you'll never become righteous on your own. There's only one man who is sinless and perfect. He makes it possible for us to become righteous when we believe in him because he is righteous. I'm talking about Jesus. He is the only person who's always been and will always be perfectly acceptable by our perfect God because he's perfect. And you might be thinking, that's a lot of perfects, Agent Cassandra. Well, I have news for you. I am not perfect. I know, shocking. But I have good news for you. You don't have to be. To receive God's righteousness, you don't have to be completely perfect. You just have to know the one who is. Today, we're continuing our training series, Armor. We've been learning about each piece of God's spiritual armor that he asks us to put on for our protection. God asks us to put on this armor every single day so we can stand firm against all strategies of the devil, our enemy. In last training, we learned about wearing the belt of truth. And now, I want to talk to you about the breastplate of righteousness. So, would you say our power truth with me? Say, I will wear the plate of righteousness. Great job. So how do we wear the breastplate of righteousness? What does that mean? Well, let's go back to what the Bible says about righteousness. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, he made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Righteousness is a gift from Jesus, something we can't earn on our own. Because he is righteous, when we believe in him, we become righteous too, even if we mess up. Because Jesus died for us, we can still be righteous. Righteousness is something we are given when we follow Jesus. But how do we wear it? We've talked about how this armor isn't physical armor, it's spiritual. So let's think about what a breastplate is for a moment. A physical breastplate is a huge sheet of metal that is molded to the shape of a warrior's chest. Wearing it protects your chest. That means it protects your heart, your ribs, your lungs, all your vital organs. Without a breastplate, a warrior would practically be asking for death. Any attack could become instantly fatal. But with a breastplate, the very same attacks become ineffective. In the same way, when we have God's righteousness protecting our heart, the blows from the enemy that attempt to get us to cover our hearts in sin becomes ineffective. When we put on the breastplate of righteousness, we remind ourselves of what Jesus has done to make us righteous in God's eyes. Sin seems less appealing. And not just that, we remind ourselves of who we are, who we're called to be, and it helps us resist temptation and sin. The Bible also encourages us to pursue this gift of righteousness, to pursue godliness and righteousness. So how do we do that? Well, 2 Timothy 2:22 says, flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. It says, flee from evil desires and pursue righteousness among faith, love, and peace. Call on the Lord out of a pure heart. You and I are called to pursue or run after righteousness. Do you know what the word flee means? No, it's not like the fleas that your dog might have. And it's not a blanket made of fleece. To flee means to run for your life. Like that one time I went to take a bite out of an apple and a worm popped out? Oh my gosh. Ah! Oh, okay. Anyways, God asks us to flee from sin, from evil desires. That means when the temptation to lie comes, you flee. That means when the temptation to gossip comes, you flee. That means when the temptation comes to fall into any sin, you flee. You flee from sin and pursue righteousness. One of the ways we can do that is to imagine ourselves putting on the breastplate of righteousness every single day. We can ask God to remind us how He's given us the gift of righteousness when we didn't deserve it. When we think about how God has made us righteous through Jesus, we can stand firm against all strategies of the devil. You might feel like you have sinned a lot. Maybe you feel like you've sinned too much to be given this gift of righteousness, let alone pursue it. Trust me, nothing can separate you from the love of God. That means nothing could stop Jesus from making things right in your life if you will let Him. All you have to do is bring your sin to Jesus, and He will not only forgive you, but remove all of that unrighteousness. Proverbs 13:6 tells us that righteousness guards the person of integrity. When we put on the breastplate of righteousness, God protects us from falling into sin. It helps us stand firm and strong in this battle we're in. If you can, would you bow your heads and close your eyes just for a moment? Maybe you're listening today and you would say, Agent Cassandra, you just don't know. There's no way I could ever receive God's righteousness. I'm constantly messing up and I'm weighed down by guilt and sin. Well, I have really good news for you. Jesus loves to come in and clean up whatever mess you've found yourself in today. All you have to do is confess your sins to Him and simply ask for forgiveness. So, if that's you, would you say this with me? Say, Jesus, I am so sorry for fill in the blank. Would you forgive me? Now for just a moment, would you place your hand on your heart and repeat this after me? Jesus, I put on the plate of righteousness right now. God, would you remind me I am righteous, not on my own, but because of you and your love for me, God. Would you protect my heart from temptation and sin? Would you help me to run after you, run after your goodness, run after your love, run after all of you? Help me pursue you. Help me pursue righteousness. Thank you for giving me your righteousness. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, heroes, you have just completed our training for today. Great job. You are on your way to becoming an amazing and mighty hero. This is Agent Cassandra signing off. But always remember, the world needs a hero like you. See ya.
Thank you for listening to the Hero Kids podcast. Hero Kids is a ministry of Pillar Church in Scottsdale, Arizona. For more information, go to herokids.com.